Wyndham Hotels and Resorts makes travel possible for all. Whether it's the long haulers looking for a great cup of coffee, a roomier rest for the on a whim road trippers, or a place to make summer memories with the whole family. No matter who you are, where you're going, or why, with 24 trusted brands to choose from like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, your Wyndham is waiting. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
This is the Jerry Callahan Show.
Well, as we all know, your Republican nominee for president, Donald J. Trump, has some money issues. He's a billionaire. He's a very successful businessman. But the lawfare campaign against him from these maniacal Trump haters is just out of control. He has to come up with $454 billion by Monday, or Letitia James, the insane, out-of-control attorney general in New York, gonna padlock Trump Tower and 40 Wall Street and his properties in Westchester. We've reached that point. It's hard to believe in America we've reached that point, but the entire legal establishment has been weaponized against a candidate for president, a former president, and lots of Democrats, lots of people in the media, lots of late night comedians are cheering this on. They want to ruin the man so he can't run for president against the corpse who's currently residing at the in the White House. So I don't know how it's going to work. Trump says, you know, he has $400 million. He's trying to secure the rest. No one will lend him the money because if they do, they will be next on the hit list. Everybody knows they can't even support Trump in New York City or she will target them. That's just so insane. We've reached this point and there's no turning back. They have 7.5 months to go before the election and Biden's numbers are terrible. We will get to that. Biden is getting destroyed in Michigan, and they know they have a feeble, frail candidate who can't campaign, who can't debate, who can't even make a speech, can't even take a question without fumbling and bumbling. So they go to plan B, destroy his opponent, and they're doing a hell of a job. As we know, he's been indicted 91 times. Yes, more than Al Capone. Charles Manson got indicted 10 times. Donald Trump's been indicted 91 times. So he's going to be scrambling over the weekend to raise the money. If he can't, what a day Monday's going to be. Because there's one thing we know about Letitia James is she is unethical, immoral, she's out of control, and she is looking forward to the visual, to the optic of padlocking Trump Tower. I'm not sure that's going to work for Democrats. I'm not sure that's a good visual, her seizing his properties. In a case, by the way, in a case we've never seen before, this has never happened. Even the Associated Press, who did a deep dive on this, said there's never been a case like it. Here it is. Let me find the line. This is the Associated Press, which is far left, hates Trump, supports Biden. This, an Associated Press analysis of nearly 70 years of civil cases under New York law showed that such a penalty has only been imposed a dozen previous times. And Trump's case stands apart in a significant way. It's the only big business found that was threatened with a shutdown without showing of obvious victims or major losses. That's the Associated Press. There's no victim. There's no damages. There's no loss. The banks he allegedly defrauded testified on his behalf. There's no jury, just a crazy Trump-hating judge and a crazy Trump-hating attorney general. That's it. All decent Democrats, and that's a short list, have denounced this. Everybody knows if you're honest, if you're fair, you know this is madness. So we move ahead to Monday. I'm not sure what I'm rooting for here. I'm really not. The idea, the look that She will be there in person smiling as she tries to take a man's business for a crime he didn't commit, for a completely made up crime, is not going to look good. They're going to be forced to ask all Democrats, all the mainstream media, what do you think? Good idea? Some of them, of course, will revel in it. You know, scumbags like Keith Olbermann and Jimmy Kimmel and Joy Reid and Rachel Maddow will celebrate this. They'll show their truth. Joe Scarborough, he's already celebrating it. But here's what Trump has to do. We'll get to Kimmel. Here's what Trump has to do. He has to save his money, you know, defend yourself. My advice, don't spend a nickel. Just take the video from El Paso yesterday. Take this video and show it over and over again. And at the end of the video, you can say, vote Trump. It'll save you a lot of money at producing commercials, save you a lot of money in hiring firms that put these commercials, these ads together. Just show the invasion at the southern border. If you want to get creative, you can splice in some Democrats saying there's no invasion. The border is secure. I've been saying this for months. I'll say it again. This is the only issue. Trump should just focus on the border. It's affecting everybody, everywhere. Today in Rockland, Mass., and we'll get to it, an illegal alien from Haiti, a Haitian, is facing rape charges for raping a 15-year-old disabled girl. That's happening today. You might want to mix that in too. But look, if you're watching along, play it again, Ironhead. This is just incredible. We see lots of video of illegal aliens streaming across the border, slipping through the fence, swimming, wading across the Rio Grande. We've never seen this. This is about 600 illegal aliens, almost all of them fighting age men, storming, literally invading the border, tearing down a fence, and steamrolling the guards at the gate, the National Guard, or the Texas National Guard. I got a question for you. Where has this ever happened in the world, in the history of the world? In what other country? This is 195 countries. What other country would allow this? Some people online were joking, saying open fire, you know. The only weapon these guards carry is a gun. They don't have mace. They don't have pepper spray. They have nothing. They have two choices. Allow yourself to be overrun, to be thrown to the ground by these invading forces, or shoot them. Now, I'm not suggesting they shoot them, but that's what lots of countries would do. That's what, you know, hell, many countries in the world would do that. They're invading. They're military age. Many of them are from hostile countries. They're not legitimate asylum seekers, and everybody knows it. What do? You just allow yourself to be overrun? This video, and it's only, what is this, 30 seconds? Yeah. Should be played over and over and over again. This is a Trump campaign ad. This is an indictment of Joe Biden. These are the people Biden encouraged when he said at the debate, you should all surge to the border. Well, what are they doing right there? They're surging to the border and they're shoving our troops to the ground and entering our country illegally with bad intentions. I understand that Biden is going to do some face-saving move. He's going to pretend he cares about the border in the next 7 months. But I gotta break it to you, Joe. No one's buying it. This issue is, Trump is up 28 points on Biden on the issue of immigration and the border. 28 points. So why bother with anything else? Just do this over and over again. Show this over and over again. Show the scumbag who's going to be arraigned today in court here in Massachusetts for raping a disabled 15-year-old. Why do we want that kind of person in the country? Is that the poor, the tired, the huddled masses? Is that a guy who's going to contribute to our country? Show the squatters, the people stealing people's homes. Show the guy on TikTok telling people how to steal Americans' houses, their homes. Show over and over again. Hey, if you want, show some of the Democrats who are celebrating it. One of the more remarkable, and I, it's a weakness. What can I say? I tune into MSNBC in the morning to watch people like Joe Scarborough and his panel of like 72 Trump haters. And I wonder, will they ever tell the truth? It's a hard job. I understand. I say it all the time. The toughest job in the country. These guys at the board have a tough job. Not as tough as Joe Scarborough. Joe Scarborough has to go on the air every morning and lie and defend Joe Biden and pretend that Donald Trump is to blame for the crisis at the border. It's such a ridiculous stretch. That's how you know when a Democrat or a media member is lying, when they say, oh, Trump told them not to support the bill, the Senate bill, which would have allowed 5,000 invaders a day, which did nothing to secure the border. Everyone knows it. Everyone knows this is gaslighting at its finest to say it's Trump's fault. We know it's not. That's what they got left. That's what they have left. Lying, supporting this invasion or blaming it on Trump. Let's watch. This is this morning, Joe Scarborough, who's lost his mind. And I understand why. Again, he gets paid like $10 million a year, and his job is to protect the establishment, to support and defend the state. That's what he is. He's the Praetorian Guard, and he's there to defend Joe Biden and the lawless Biden administration. I'm not sure it's working. I'm not sure anyone's buying it. I mean, you can attack Trump in many ways. This isn't one of them, blaming him for the invasion at the border. We know the numbers. We know the numbers under Trump, under Biden. We know Biden's policy is an open border. We know he's importing these illegals because he's hoping they will vote for Democrats. We understand. It's a very cynical, very sinister strategy, but that's what we're living through. Let's watch this lunatic this morning. Go ahead.
But I
can't get rid of him.
I would carry this around because see this onslaught headline? The only thing the Post didn't tell you is Donald Trump said, blame me for this. Donald Trump said, kill the bill and blame me for everything that happens after this point. Donald Trump said, blame me. So yes, Donald, we are blaming you. We're blaming mini-me Mike Johnson for following your orders. We're blaming Republicans who begged for a tough border bill, but like the Wall Street Journal editorial page said, couldn't take yes for an answer. So yes, there is an onslaught in the southern border still. And it's all Donald Trump's fault.
How do you do that?
I have no idea. God. No clue.
How do you do that? You know you're lying. You know that's not true. And yet you do it over and over again every day. God, that is not an easy job. I know he gets paid well. I know he's, you know, the toast of the town with Democrats and Trump haters. But that's madness. This is like a televised insane asylum every morning for these people. And he's just one of them. You got all these Danny Deutsch and Michael Beschloss and Mika, and they all just despise Trump. And they all just lie to you every damn day. And same thing at night with your late night comedians who've all lost their minds. They don't do comedy anymore.
No.
That's out. Comedy's out. Trump must be stopped. That's it. That's their mandate. Stop Trump. So as we mentioned, Trump is being persecuted in New York. Everyone knows it. Everyone understands this is insane. The Associated Press said it. It's never happened before. The only reason it's happening, the only reason any of this is happening is control because Trump threatens their guy, because Trump is running for president. If he weren't, Letitia James wouldn't care. She wouldn't touch the business. She wouldn't charge him with anything. If he weren't running for president, there'd be no Jack Smith. There'd be no Fannie Willis. There'd be no Eugene Carroll. It's all lawfare to stop evil orange man. And I mean, I think there's a real divide here. I think there are people looking at this saying, I don't like Trump, but this is crazy. We'll get to Kevin O'Leary and others who've had the guts to Mark Cuban, who hates Trump, is defending him now. That's the point we've reached. That's why I think they've gone a little too far. But I want you to watch this Kimmel clip. This used to be a comedy show. It used to be funny, or you would attempt to be funny. There's a guy, Jimmy Blackface, who spends his evenings just spewing hatred for the Republican nominee. That's it. That's all. And maybe occasionally spewing hatred for Aaron Rodgers. But tell me, I mean, I've seen the man show. He used to be funny. The guy had the ability to be funny. That's out the window now. Yep. Because Trump must be stopped. Tell me this one thing here. I mean, just as a neutral observer, one thing that's slightly humorous. Right, I'll put that on you, Ironhead. Let's play this. Tell me anything he says that's a little funny. It doesn't matter anymore. Humor, secondary. We must get Trump. Go ahead, play it.
His Majesty Donald Trump has some money problems. The I Can't Pay My Billionaire is said to be frustrated. He's having so much trouble coming up with a $464 million bond to cover the judgment against him in New York. Bond companies thus far have been reluctant to loan him that much money for the same reason you wouldn't loan a watermelon to a hippopotamus. Trump has until Monday to get the bond, and if he doesn't, the attorney general may start seizing his assets, possibly as early as next week. They could seize his golf course at Bedminster.
Buildings,
which if they seize Trump Tower, where will Donald get his authentic Mexican taco bowls? They could even seize his plane. I vote for that. I can think of nothing more delightful. Can you imagine the sight of Donald Trump standing in line for a Southwest flight in boarding group C? I mean, some experts think Trump ultimately will get the bond, but these companies are leaving him hanging so they can squeeze him for the maximum amount. Basically, they have him over a barrel, and now they're behind him like Stormy Daniels with a rolled-up magazine. Like, have you been a bad boy, Donald? Do you want a bond? Do you want bondage? Because say it. Say I'm a bad boy. Say I'm... Sorry, I got carried away. But it's like that.
One chuckle?
I didn't chuckle at all, actually. I find that very weird. This is the guy that hosts the Oscars, and he makes a point to just be like, Donald Trump hates me, and then he goes on his show and tries to be funny. It's just, it doesn't make sense.
Lending the money to Donald Trump is like lending a watermelon to a hippo?
Yeah.
What does that even mean?
The
money?
Big Produce is going to come after the hippo after that.
He's going to eat it? We've reached this point where, you know, logic, fairness, ethics, out the window. They must carry this corpse, Joe Biden, carry him to November. That's all. That's all that matters. Issues, policies, nothing matters. The border, they just hate Trump. Let's do Kevin O'Leary before we move on, because this is a guy who doesn't like Trump either, obviously, who doesn't support him. But he's a businessman, obviously very successful right now. He's traveling the world trying to raise $40 billion to buy TikTok. So he knows what it's like. He knows New York. He knows real estate developers. He knows this has never happened before. And he knows it's hurting not just the New York brand, but the American brand, to take a guy's business away, to seize his property because you don't like him, because you don't want him to win. It's just so wrong.
We were talking about it before we started, too, that any company that lends Trump money is the next one in the crosshairs.
Yeah. I mean, if you're a real estate developer in New York or just a businessman in New York, and there's a lot of them, can you imagine? I mean, you would never support Trump. You never ally yourself with Trump because you know this maniac in the attorney general's office will come at you next. I mean, that's what she's going to do.
Right.
That's what they want her to do. And Trump is appealing. Obviously, he needs the $454 million. I mean, I watched this story, follow the story pretty closely. I need to know, is the appellate court full of crazed Trump haters too? Because he won't win that either. I mean, until it gets to a place where there's someone ethical, a judge, who can look at this fairly, Trump's screwed. Because as we've seen in every jurisdiction, in New York, in Atlanta, we've seen it doesn't matter. The facts don't matter. The case doesn't matter. It's just about the bad orange guy who must be stopped. If the judges are just like Kimmel's audience, they're cheering. They're saying, oh, good, we get to take his golf course. Yay. Well, is that legal? Is that fair? Is that ethical? Who cares? Trump's bad. He says bad things. He's mean. They don't care. But I'll give O'Leary credit because he doesn't talk about Trump at all. He won't. But he talks about what Letitia James and these lunatics in New York are doing. And he says it's really bad for business. God, play it.
But they're gnashing their teeth to shames at seizing properties. And people in the press are applauding. They're giggling. This is bloodthirsty.
Okay, now you're talking. You're right. This is hurting the American brand. What's going on in New York it has nothing to do with Trump. That case is over. What's going on now is concerning financial markets all around the world, because in the United States, and everybody, I don't care what color you are, red or blue or independent, doesn't matter, we are the bastion of safety when it comes to investing large pools of capital. That's what America represents. We have property rights. We have an appellate system. We have law people trust, and we give you good returns with the least amount of resistance. And what's happening in New York is tainting the American brand. I mean, seizing assets after 22 days? In a bankruptcy court, you get years to resolve this. This is not a good look on New York. It doesn't matter if it's Trump. It could be anybody. I think that's very bad for the American brand. And I also would argue that you think about if this is going to help New Yorkers, they should be asking for better management. I'm very disturbed. And the way I look at it, and I speak to many institutional capital fronts, including sovereign wealth, because I'm trying to buy TikTok right now. So I'm running all around the world trying to raise $30, $40 billion. And they all ask me the same thing. We're watching this New York thing play out. It looks to everybody like it was some dress-up court day when the parents were out and everybody got dressed up in robes and had fun acting out some court trial.
Well, it's a good question. When do the adults come into the room? And maybe it'll be the appellate court. We don't know. If not, Monday, they padlock Trump Tower. Monday, they take his golf course. I'm not sure that hurts Trump. I mean, obviously, it's not. He doesn't want it. I think politically, it's going to be a really bad look for Democrats. And I'm not sure if I'm Joe Biden. I'm rooting for that because every time they go off to Trump, his numbers go up. His numbers improve when they use the law to go after Trump. But we will see. It's going to be a wild day Monday, and we will be here for it. All right, we got a lot to get to on this Friday. We're going to get to the Patriots. Kraft Sports Enterprises, they're hiring. But if you're like Ironhead and me, you're not eligible for the job. The latest on Planet Fitness. Will Planet Fitness be Bud Lighted? Looks like it's happening. It really is. And I don't understand. Someone else explained to me, if you're a big American corporation, why? Why do you do this? Why do you risk it? Why do you take the side of one mentally ill man who wants to go in the girls' room when you know it'll cost you millions or billions in the case of Bud Light? It makes no sense for the Patriots or for libs of TikTok. And today, the illegal alien in Rockland, Massachusetts, is being arraigned in court for raping a 15-year-old disabled girl. And I've been checking. The politicians, you know, the the Congress people, the senators, Liz Warren, Ed Markey, Ayanna Pressley, who care so much about black and brown people, who care so much about the marginalized and the underrepresented, have not said a word about this case. It's amazing. They haven't touched it because, hey, they're, you know, I guess they just don't care. We got the governor, by the way, she cares. She cares. We got the governor talking about this, and it's just incredible. These people are just shameless. We'll get to that. But first,
excuse me.
Is it too late for a New Year's resolution? Well, let me tell you, it doesn't matter. 2024 is the year you will stop your hair from premature thinning, and you'll achieve your goal quickly and for years to come. The new Provia hair thinning therapy from Chamonix is here, and it works wonders for follicle health and thinning hair. The Provia secret is a powerful natural ingredient called Procapil that effectively targets the three main causes of premature hair thinning and loss by supporting healthy scalp circulation, the delivery of nourishing nutrients, and healthy hair follicle anchoring to your scalp. Provia guarantees more hair on your head and less in the shower. Effective for men and women of any age and safe for colored, treated, and styled hair, it's that easy. And new customers save over 50% plus shipping on Provia's introductory package at proviahair.com/Callahan. Every package includes a 60-day supply of Provia serum plus Provia super concentrate for faster and more noticeable results. You get Provia's Perfect Beard Treatment or Provia Eyelash Enhancing Serum as your exclusive free gift at checkout. Don't wait. Your full, thick hair starts today. Provia works or you get 100% of your money back. Order now and save an extra 10% at proviahair.com/Callahan. That's proviahair.com/Callahan. All right, before we get to the Patriots and the Red Sox, by the way, we got an update on the Red Sox. A day we never thought we'd see. A day where nobody cares about the Boston Red Sox. They might as well be playing, you know, pickleball. People don't care about, you know, the baseball team in Boston. I want to do this first because this is just amazing. This is so revealing. Today, right now, maybe, what's his name? Corey Alvarez, 26-year-old, is expected in court today. He pleaded not guilty to aggravated rape of a child. He's being held without bail. ICE has placed an immigration detainer on him. Does that mean Massachusetts, a sanctuary state, will honor it? I don't know. We'll find out. Plymouth County DA Tim Cruz said at 7.06 p.m. Wednesday, March 13th, Rockland police responded to the Comfort Inn where the illegal aliens get nice hotel rooms, $64 a day in food, free phones, free tablets, and free same-day dry clean. The Comfort Inn is currently part of a government program to house immigrant families. Alvarez lived at this address. When officers arrived, they found the teenage victim who was taken by ambulance. The girl, who speaks only Haitian Creole, told investigators through a translator that she went to Alvarez's room so he could help her with apps on her tablet. He then forced himself on her. The victim told police, quote, "I asked him to leave me alone, but he didn't stop." The court ordered Alvarez to surrender his passport and have no contact with the victim. Does that mean he got out on bail? I guess he did. Amazing. We treat this guy better than we treat Donald Trump. But nobody, no elected representative will touch this. I guess because Alvarez is an illegal alien and God knows they have more rights than American citizens. If this guy we're looking at right now look like Ironhead or me or anybody citizen, I guess he'd have to be white. If he were white, Ayanna Pressley would be tweeting nonstop. She'd be holding press conferences and screaming about white supremacy. She'd be demanding his head, but he's an illegal alien, so they give it a good leave it alone. They don't touch it. Maura Healey, the governor, the one who supports the sanctuary status for this state, the one who welcomed Corey Alvarez into this state before he raped the 15-year-old disabled girl. She's forced to answer questions about this because she's governor. She's out front. Let's listen to what the governor had to say about this this piece of garbage. Go ahead.
As the vetting process falls far short.
And to be able to say honestly that you're truly vetting anyone, I think is dishonest.
The governor says Alvarez came to Massachusetts through a federal program.
This is also an individual who came in lawfully under the federal government through a federal program. You know, it speaks somewhat to the issue that states are having to deal with now in terms of the mass numbers coming across the borders.
We asked Governor Healey if she can prevent this type of incident from happening again.
You know, unfortunately, we have security and systems in place. We have vetting in place. It is unfortunate that you know, from time to time, things will happen.
But Representative DeCoste...
There you go. As Ilhan Omar said about 9/11, some people did something. Maura Healey, things will happen. You know, things will happen. Do you sense any outrage in her voice? Any anger?
She kind of blames Biden, sort of.
Things will happen. You know, came in lawfully. What can you do? I got a question nobody asks. The 15-year disabled girl, how does she get in the country? And why are we bringing in disabled Haitians? Can you imagine the bill the taxpayers are going to have to foot for this child? I mean, I feel bad for her. But again, what other country would do that? Would import rapists and you know, drug dealers and terrorists and fighting age men from hostile powers? I mean, there are tens of thousands of Chinese nationals coming over the border. I sent you a picture of a line in California of illegal aliens coming into the country. The woman at the front of the line is wearing a Canada Goose coat and holding an iPhone. I looked it up. Canada Goose coats are $1,000. She's Chinese. She's going to claim asylum, like fleeing oppression, and she's wearing a $1,000 coat. Anyway, so the 15-year disabled girl is going to be here for 50 years, all on our dime. Why? Why? What? How does that help America? Here she is. Look at her. Does she look poor, tired, huddled? Look at the line. They all have like beautiful coats, bags, iPhones. They're not fleeing oppression. They're not running from some war-torn country. And back to the invasion photo. The best description I could say of this crowd at the border, men, the military age men in El Paso. Here's one thing to keep in mind. When you're leaving a war-torn country, you bring your family, you bring your wife, you bring your kids. When you're heading to a war-torn country, when you're heading to war, you leave them behind. Mm-hmm. Military age men pouring into this country without their children, without their wives. They're heading to war. And it might not be a hot war, but they're here with ill intent. They're not here to feed their family. Their families, they left them behind. That tells you all you need to know. But all right, we're going to move on. We got to talk some sports. let's take a break. Then we'll get to the Patriots and the Red Sox. And we got a presidential poll. A poll, Biden-Trump brief poll, that'll explain everything Joe Biden is doing or not doing right now and in the next 7 months. It was a stunner. We'll get to that more, but first. We all know the stock market has seen unprecedented fluctuation over the past 3 years, and I'm just going to guess that's going to continue for at least another year. While silver has historically been considered a safe haven asset during times of market volatility, when uncertainty rises, investors often turn to precious metals like silver to preserve wealth and hedge against economic instability. The silver to gold ratio is at record levels. Gold is currently at an all-time high, whereas silver is below 50% of its all-time high. A ratio like this is unheard of and provides a great time to add silver to your collection. Well, CSN Mint has been providing certified U.S. Mint collectible coins and precious metals for over 20 years, and they are one of the most trusted names in numismatics. Explore CSN Mint's extensive catalog of bullion bars, coins, and numismatic collectibles. Whether you're a seasoned investor or a passionate collector, you'll find a diverse range of products to suit your needs and preferences. Rest assured that every product you purchase includes the original certificate of authenticity or is certified and graded by a third-party grader to ensure origin and purity. With CSN Mint, you can build your collection with confidence. If you're going to collect something, it might as well be money. So go to csnmint.com/Jerry and use promo code Jerry at checkout to get a free silver American Eagle over a $30 value with your purchase of $75 or more. All right, somebody sent me this, and End Wokeness, very popular, very good Twitter account, posted it, and I was checking to see if it's real. I think it is. It looks real. It's really disappointing, I have to say. Let me get it up. This is a job posting from the New England Patriots, or from Kraft Sports. They Kraft Sports and Entertainment from Foxborough, Mass. You're looking at it on the screen if you're watching along. The job is a sports management associate. Sounds like a good job for a young guy, right? So young woman, sounds like a good job. Big company, good company, successful company. Lists all the requirement, the skills and qualifications. Keep those words in mind. Skills and qualifications for the job. And it lists, you know, a bunch of things. Service and team-oriented with a positive attitude. Strong verbal and communication skills. Comfortable with ambiguity and flexible and adapting to change. All things you'd expect from a job. Required graduate of university, community college, or a veteran with military service. All good, right? You'd expect. Number one qualification or skill, BIPOC. That's it, BIPOC. Parentheses, Black, Indigenous, or person of color. So to get this job, to qualify for this job, you can't be white. I mean, I'm not sure if you can be Asian, but you can't be white. That's it. That's the number one qualification. Now, I like the Krafts. I like Bob Kraft. He's a good man. I pointed out many times, you know, my mother died. The first phone call I got the next morning, Bob Kraft, 6 a.m. I mean, I think he's a good man. I think the Krafts have done an amazing job, but man, has their star fallen in the last year. Between, you know, Bill Belichick's gone, Brady's gone, the Dynasty, the Apple TV documentary. They've taken a lot of heat, and I think it's just begun because I think they're in a rebuilding phase with a new head coach who's really, really green. He's BIPOC, but he's green in that he's inexperienced. But this, I mean, I tweeted it out, and every single response is F you, Bob Kraft. How does this happen? I'm going to guess, and I'm going to look into it a little bit. I'm going to guess Kraft had nothing to do with it. Jonathan Kraft, nothing to do with it. But how does this happen? This right here, what you're looking at on the screen, BIPOC as a requirement or a skill or a qualification is not just unethical, not just racist, saying no whites need apply. It's illegal. It's a violation of federal law. Elon Musk tweeted about it. He just said that's illegal. So the Patriots, the Krafts, are illegally excluding white people from their job search. Why? I mean, I need someone to explain this. If you really want a BIPOC person, you could do it. You know, again, it's illegal, but you put it in the ad, you put it in the listing. Here's what we're going to do. We're going to violate federal law. We're going to exclude white people. I mean, there used to be, I sat with an editor one time, my boss at the Boston Herald. He was a great, great editor and a great guy. But he was liberal and he grew up in New York. And he said he really, really wanted to hire a black reporter. And he had resumes and, he, you know, going through them all. And he said, you know, I really would like to, you know, diversify. This was years ago. But that's how you did it. You just said, let me see if I can find a black guy. He did and hired a good guy. But you put it in writing. You list it online that you're going to violate the law, that you're going to be, that you're going to exclude white people. Just, it's in a, at best, a really stupid oversight. But they're taking a lot of blowback. And I don't know what they're going to do. Just eliminate that line. You could still hire a black guy. But you're going to advertise that you're going to exclude white people? I don't get it. But anyway, I don't think Bob Kraft or the Krafts or the Patriots. I mean, things have slipped a bit in Foxborough. I don't think they've hit rock bottom by any means. You know who has hit rock bottom? Your Boston Red Sox. Yep. I mean, the baseball season's begun, I think. The only reason I know that is because Ohtani's season has begun in Korea. And Ohtani, if we have time, we'll get the latest on Ohtani. But anyway, the Red Sox have begun. It used to be a big day. They used to televise the truck leaving for Fort Myers. It used to be all kinds of questions. We used to go down there when I was on the radio in Fort Myers, talk to guys, interview guys, the coach, the managers, and we got big numbers, big ratings because people cared. They don't care anymore. John Henry has won four World Series, and he is despised in Boston. Worse than despised. People aren't rooting against him. You know, I am, but they just don't care. This is worse. Indifference, apathy is the worst thing for a professional sports team, and the Red Sox epitomize it right now. There's no interest. There's no passion. They start, I don't know, next week. I don't even know when. In Seattle, nobody cares. No one's going to stay up late. No one's going to watch. No one's going to listen to the radio to hear how the Sox are doing. I mean, if they don't win, you know, 17 of their first 20, they're just going to fall off the map and there'll be no interest. Tickets, they're giving them away. I'm not sure the strategy. I understand they don't want to spend money. Pizzuti's, John and Linda Pizzuti have other interests. They're into soccer. They're into hockey, auto racing. But they have destroyed the brand. There's just nobody right now who cares about the Red Sox. Let's watch. Channel 10 in Boston did a story on this, which is amazing because the Pizzutis have a real grip on the media. I mean, they own Nesson. They own WEEI. If you cross them, you know, they're like the Biden regime. They will come after you. They don't tolerate a lot of dissent. I mean, there's one guy at the Globe, Dan Shaughnessy, who will ever speak ill of this franchise because they own the Globe, and he's kind of grandfathered in. But for the most part, you don't hear things like this, but credit to Channel 10 NBC. They do a whole report on how no one gives a damn about the Red Sox. Let's play some of it.
Spring and opening day is right around the corner. However, no one seems to be talking about the Red Sox. We sent our Mary Marcos out to Fenway Park to find out if anyone cares. Mary?
Well, if you walk around Fenway Park here and talk to people, you'll find not only are they unaware of opening day, many of them can't even name a current Red Sox player.
How many current players can you name on the Red Sox? 10.
20.
None.
Current? Danvers? That's probably it.
Damn, I'm blanking right now. It's the camera.
When I was a kid, it was
you know, must-see TV when Pedro Martinez was pitching.
Usually other years, like, I kind of hear about it or, like, people are talking about it. But this year, I didn't even know that they were, like, starting. I had no idea.
In fact, you can find ticket prices for regular season games as low as $11 on Vivid Seats.
They're not willing to plunk down money to go to Fenway to see the Red Sox. And that typically hasn't been the case over the last 20 years. They've had the highest ticket prices in baseball because the market would bear it. Sox ownership has not spent money to put a representative team on the field. And this is how you end up with this sort of apathy that we're talking about a week or two ahead of opening day.
Now, the Red Sox are away for their first game in Seattle on March 28th, and opening day here at Fenway is on April 9th. Live at Fenway Park, Mary Marcos, NBC 10 Boston.
Wow. Credit to Mary Marcos. I mean, you won't see. Here's what you have to watch the next month. The media, much of the media will lie about this. They will pretend. I mean, my old employer will pretend, you know, baseball's begun. Boston's team, you know, national pastime. It's a joke. I mean, it's over. Nobody cares until the Pizzutis unload the team. I think this is what you're going to get. Mm. You're going to get cheap tickets, low ratings, and real apathy. People will be like, they won't even know they're playing. I got to say, I'm with that guy. I would have got Devers. And then I'd be like, I honestly, Devers, and then you got me stumped. I wouldn't know. I wouldn't be able to name another guy. Most people can't. They're done. They're dead. The Pizzutis, John Henry, have destroyed the brand.
I'm stunned that one of those garage doors didn't open and this lady got disappeared real quick.
Right. Yeah, believe me, she ain't getting a seat in the press box. There'll be plenty of seats. and I'll give John Tomasi there from NBC talking about it and give him credit. He's telling the truth. They didn't spend the money. They didn't sign anyone. Nobody cares. It's over. It is at least for now, it is still a Patriots town, but Celtics are really good. Bruins are good. Mm-hmm. We don't need these guys. We don't need them. It's just, I mean.
Celtics are really good. The Bruins are really good. And football is football.
And football is football. No question. And everyone will be, win or lose, people will be watching to see how the Patriots perform post-Belichick. All right, before we go on this Friday, I want to pop this up because it's instructional. It's informative. You're going to see over the next 7 months a desperate Biden campaign. They're reeling. They're in trouble. They're losing every single swing state. I believe they're tied in Pennsylvania, but you know they're losing Arizona, Georgia, and they're getting trounced in Michigan. Now, we know Biden, he's just a political animal. Or his handlers, Biden doesn't even know about this, but we know they think they have to win Michigan to win the election. They know there's a real backlash in Michigan among Muslims because Biden has tepidly supported Israel. Israel is about to be sold out by the Biden administration. And this is why he's getting trounced by, 8 points. He's losing Michigan by 8 points. Here's what happened in 2020. Joe Biden won. You know, there was a lot of hijinks, but officially Biden won. He got 50.6% to Trump's 47.8. He won Michigan by 3. He's losing by 8. And that's not just, Muslims in Dearborn. That's the auto industry. That's the obvious incompetence, corruption of the Biden administration. But they have to change this in the next 7 months. So watch them. Watch every step they take. This is bad news for Israel because I think in the coming days, Biden's going to go all in on the ceasefire. He's going to talk about withholding weapons for Israel because he has to win Michigan or he's toast. And CNN, this is not Fox, this is not Newsmax. This is CNN. They're shocked. They're disappointed. But they the numbers are the numbers. Let's watch.
First case, this Michigan numbers,
Oh, these are not good for the incumbent president of the United States. Donald Trump at 50%, Joe Biden at 42%. I looked back at the 2020 polling, and at no point during the campaign was there a single poll that met CNN standards for publication in which Donald Trump led Joe Biden. There were zero. Here we already have one, and I looked at the average of polls, and I looked at our previous CNN poll, and they all show the same thing, which is that Donald Trump is ahead of Joe Biden in the Wolverine state. You go over to Michigan, look. No clear leader. That's the key thing going on. These two gentlemen are tied. But again, this is a state that Joe Biden won last time around by a little bit more than a percentage point. So this is not the type of polling that Joe Biden wants to see here, but in clearly a much better shape in Pennsylvania than in Michigan.
Look at that. 50 to 42. And then the CNN guy's like, wow. And the CNN anchor lady's like, wow, our guy is in trouble. But that's not just one state. That is a crucial state. Mm-hmm. And we've already seen Biden shuffling around Michigan and in the rain. And we've already seen him pandering to the Muslim community. It's going to get worse. Get ready. He is going to sell out our ally in the Middle East and attempt to shore up those numbers. But we got to leave it there. We'll be watching to see how the young Salvatore Alvarez, Alvarez does in court today. And Monday, big day Monday, they padlock Trump Tower. What a wild time in this country. What a crazy time in this country. But we will leave it there for today. Thanks, Ironhead. Thanks for listening. I'm Jerry Callahan. This is the Callahan Show. And we'll do it again Monday morning.
But I'm going to go to bed.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. You can help by clicking the sponsor links in the show notes and take advantage of some great discounts available only to our listeners.